I need to insert your microphone. Wait.
Yeah,
You did?
I just took it off. Black grease over here.
Did you get into my mascara?
There's smudgy stuff over
You
here.
got into my mascara, too. You know, it's only 80 degrees today, and I'm covering up with a blanket because.
And we've not even turned the air on yet.
I love it.
She always has a blanket.
Yeah. I reached for the comforter yesterday. You know, I found that on Amazon. It's actually still in production.
You can find this on Amazon.
I put it in the details in the description box. So welcome to Motivation Monday. We are here with Yes Star 1980 something. 81.
Originally 1970, which
Okay.
is a year older than me, so it's old.
Not at all with Moses, though, because I read about Moses today. So you are going to be reading story 30.
30.
30.
Okay.
It's on page 97.
Right. All right. I know it's mine to read because she wrote a B there, so that's mine to
You
read.
remember me talking about my schedule? I have my schedule, and I was telling him about it, and he was yelling. But you see, he's doing the schedule.
I'm sorry for the glare, but I can't read without them. So story number 30, Bricks Without Straw. This is Exodus 4 and 5. The Lord told Moses' brother Aaron to go and meet Moses at Mount Horeb. And when he got there, Moses told him all about everything that had happened and what God had told him to do. He might have been a little excited. You think he's excited? Moses and Aaron went together to Egypt and talked with the
Israeli, yeah.
Israeli leaders.
You think of
Here,
Israelites
since
as,
they normally say their lives, but
yeah.
they showed them the two miracles. Moses threw down his shepherd's rod and it became a snake. And then he put his hand into his coat and it became white with leprosy.
Michael Jackson.
Me, I'd have been beaten on a snake. So.
I told you he would have ran off like Moses did. He wouldn't have picked it up.
When the leaders saw these two miracles, they believed that God had sent Moses and Aaron and that Moses was to lead them out of Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and told him, in quotes, "The Lord God of Israel says, let my people freak. No, let my people leave Egypt and worship me in the desert." Huh, Pharaoh scoffed. "Who is the Lord and why should I obey him? I've never heard of that God, and I certainly won't let the Israeli people out of my sight." One of the jobs of the Israeli slaves was to dig clay and to make bricks by drying the clay in the sun. They mixed together with pieces of straw to make the bricks tougher and stronger. The straw was given to them by Pharaoh. But now Pharaoh was so angry that he said, from now on, they must get their own straw, but still make just as many bricks as before. And Pharaoh said they were lazy and that that was why they wanted time to go and worship their God. So the people of Israel went out into the fields and gathered straw. But though they worked very hard, they could not make as many bricks with when the straw was as when the straw was brought to them. Some of the people were brutally beaten because of this. The leaders of the people of Israel told Pharaoh that he wasn't being fair. How could he expect them to make as many bricks now that they were not given the straw? He replied, "You're lazy. You're lazy. That's why you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord." And he told them to get to work, for no straw would be given to them anymore.
No straw for you.
And then the Israelis saw that they were in real trouble. And some of them went to Moses and Aaron and accused them of making things worse for them instead of better. Moses complained to the Lord about it and asked why he had sent him. He had only made things worse for the people, and now the Egyptians were more cruel than ever. Poor Moses. "Just wait," the Lord told Moses, "and you will see what I'm going to do. Tell my people that I will rescue them from their slavery, and they will be my special people. And I will lead them into a land I promised long ago to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses told the Israelis what God had said, but they wouldn't listen to him anymore. And then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron to talk to Pharaoh. Again, and when Pharaoh tells you to do a miracle, throw your shepherd's rod on the ground, the Lord said, and it will change into a snake just as it did before. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and Aaron threw down his rod, and sure enough, it changed into a snake. And the Pharaoh called for his magicians, and they brought some shepherd's rods and threw them down, and their rods changed into snakes also. And the Lord let the magicians do just as Aaron had done. But Aaron's snake swallowed up all the other snakes. Even so, Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go.
So I didn't realize that that Moses had turned the staff into a snake more than one time, because I read today, right, earlier today, about it, and that it scared him and ran off.
I would.
That's what I said. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us for another Motivational Monday. We hope that you are getting out something from this. We always get something out from
this. Even this is sometimes this is the second, third reading of this.
Yeah. And we're still getting stuff out of. So we'll catch you next time.
Or we're just getting old enough we forgot.
Well, that's why I said stuff falls out of my ear, just random stuff.
So
can't put it back.
It could be that it's just, you know, us being forgetful. So
we're getting old. We'll see you next time.